Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Horse Council is promoting a large animal rescue training program set for Saturday, May 30th at the Kentucky Horse Park in Lexington. Veterinarian Dr. Nathan Slovis of the Haggard Equine Medical Institute in Lexington will be one of the main presenters. He says in animal rescue, there's always a focus on safety for the rescuer as well as the rescuee.
Absolutely. I mean, the last thing you need to do is have two incidents, one with the horse and then one with the human. And again, that's why we discuss this as technical large animal rescue. It's not a rodeo. This is something that you need a plan of before you even get involved into a rescue. You need to know how to get out of it if there's issues. If you have no escape method, then you don't want to go into that situation.
Slova says there are a lot of items in the toolbox for a successful large animal rescue.
Equine behavior, first aid for horses, and then we talk about different techniques to get the horses out of certain situations. A forward assist, backward assist, a vertical lift that you may use for a sinkhole, and then how to go about a trailer accident.
Complete program details are available online at the Kentucky Horse Council website, kentuckyhorse.org. We'll be right back.
You know Kentucky 811, the people you call before you dig? Well, now you can click before you dig at 811now.com. 811 Now is an easier, faster online system to make sure your home or contractor project goes off without a hitch. It's the same effective process as calling 811. Plus, you can review all of your answers before submitting, making sure the correct information is sent. So the next digging project you have, be safe and save time. Go to 811now.com to fill out the online form.
From cattle to ostrich and swine to llamas, rescuing a large animal can be tricky. And whether it's one of them on the loose in an urban area or a trailer full in an accident on the interstate, having someone around with the knowledge to handle the situation is what this May 30 program is all about.
Rescue personnel, veterinarians, horse owners that may own a large boarding facility or even a racetrack facility or a training facility. Because you never know when that horse is going to get in that unusual circumstance. And that can be anywhere from a sinkhole to a trailer accident. How are you going to respond to a trailer accident? What do you do?
To find out, check out that May 30th program in Lexington at the Kentucky Horse Council website, kentuckyhorse.org. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.